Seventh parak of Shavuos, third Mishnah. Hanechbal, another one of the Shavuos that the Chachmei Mishnah instituted, is also similar to the previous Mishnah. But here, the issue is not if this person stole or how much he stole, but the question is how much physical damage he did to the party. Kate said, people say this guy walked into his friend's house. The Yotzechobel, the Maisa, his friend walked out with him afterwards with a wound. So it's very strong circumstantial evidence that this guy wounded him. He said, you wounded me. No, you fell down and you got wounded. In this case also, you can make a shvua, even though once again, the Edom did not actually see it, but they saw that he came in one way and came out wounded. That's enough to give the one who's making the claim a right to demand a shvua. Yeah. In a case where the wound was in a place which the person himself could not have done to himself, like there was a tooth marks in the middle of his back. So the only way it could happen is if somebody else did it to him and they were aware that nobody else was in the house at the same time, then he can collect without a shvua because there's no other thing. But any other type of wound, he could claim that you fell, you got hurt, or whatever. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shetesha Mikzah Tehaidah. Rabbi Yehuda here also holds that this shvua submission is only when there was a haidah b'mikzah. Ketzad, Om lechavati b'shnayim, v'alo yom lechavati v'choel echot. He said he wounded me in two places, and the person admitted that he only wounded him in one place.